trust your heart. I know you're working, turning things around, so I live, breathe, and fight. Oh Lordy, I will live.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. We serve a great God. We serve a merciful and faithful God, and His love is everlasting. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and Father God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way on this morning. For as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, remove everything that is hindering us, oh God, from getting into your purpose on this morning, oh God. Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 15th verse. That's 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter and the 15th verse. And it says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And our topic for this morning is show mercy. Despite of what anyone does you, how they do evil for evil, you must show mercy. This verse encourages us to avoid seeking revenge or retaliation. I know you want to when someone come up against you, but this verse encourages us to avoid seeking revenge or retaliation. Instead, we must urge them to actually seek good and kindness towards everyone. Here's a more detailed explanation of it, of avoiding retaliation. The core message of this verse is that believers should not respond to wrongdoings with further harm or negativity. Instead, we should strive to overcome evil with good, because the enemy wants us to connect to the evilness of it, because it will come against our character. It will come against our integrity. So yes, we must not retaliate. Another reason why is we should always pursue the goodness, because Paul emphasizes that we as believers should actively seek to do good, not only to our fellow believers of the gospel, but also to everyone, regardless of how they act towards them. We must always do good. So the context is, this verse is part of a larger section in 1 Thessalonians 5 that provides practical instructions for us, including exhortations to encourage, to comfort, and to support one another. This is the relevance of living each day. That also this verse encourages us to live out the faith that we have through the acts of kindness, through the acts of forgiveness, and through the act of compassion. Even when facing the difficult situations or mistreatment. For example, this verse also encourages us to be patient with each person. Lord, I know it's hard, but we must be patient with them because we got to remember it is not them. It is that spirit that's working within them that is coming at you. And you also have to be attentive to that person's needs, because there is always a root cause for the action they are displaying. It's something that is going on with them that is making them act the way they're acting. And it's always, you have to look for the best in each other. There is hope for somebody. You can reach a person. You just got to hear the Spirit of the Lord to see how that you can reach with them, reach to them. There, nobody is unreachable. No one is a lost cause. We all have a purpose on this earth. And we have to look, once again, for the best in someone. And always, do your best with the help of the Spirit of the Lord to bring it out. They probably had suffered a trauma from their past, and they still holding on to it. That's when we have to pray and ask God to help them to get delivered. But most of all, they have to want to come out. You can't force nobody to come out of anything. They're going to have to make up their mind to come out. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, every person has been hurt. And yes, we've all had people who took advantage of us, who didn't keep their word, who were unkind and rude. We all went through that. Yes, we have. But you can't live without wrongs being done to you, because wrongs will make you grow if you will allow the wrongs that are being done to you to grow. But the question is, how do you respond to the wrongs that are being done to you? Don't take the easy way out and let your emotions rule you and try to pay them back. Don't render evil for evil. People of God, there's no satisfaction in being vindictive and trying to get revenge. There is no satisfaction, because number one, it's going to continue. It's going to go on and on. It's just like when we were children. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You do this to me, I'm going to do this to you. It's going to be constantly going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So there's no satisfaction in being vindictive and trying to get revenge. You may be happy for a day, but the bitterness will come back. Because as long as you use your power to be vindictive and to prove your point, listen to me well, you will get stuck. You will never grow. You will get stagnated. That situation will continue to hinder you. That situation will continue to replay in your mind about what he or she has done to you, what they did to you. We all make mistakes and need mercy. Yes, we do. But if you want to see real, lasting joy, you must be kind to people when there's no reason. You must be kind to people even though they come up against you. You must show love. You must show agape love no matter what they say or what they done. Don't render evil for evil. But if you want to lie down at night in peace, you got to show mercy when you have the advantage. And if you want real fulfillment, real contentment deep down in your spirit, lift someone up when they push you down. Come on, get somebody. Ooh, mighty up, oh shy. Lift them up when they push you down. The way to pass the test is by being good to those that have done you wrong. Smile in their face, say good morning, but keep a kicking. Keep going. You don't have to wallow in they self-pity. You keeping your peace. You not coming out of your character. You are displaying the love of God. Pass the test. Pass the test. By passing the test, you're showing God he can trust you. By passing the test, you have grown. You have shifted to another dimension in God just by passing the test. You are not rendering evil for evil. You are not allowing that situation to have rule over you anymore. Pass the test. Smile, say good morning, good evening, or whatever, and keep it going. Because I always tell people, and say, let God fight your battles, because that's what he says. He is your vindicator. Let him fight your battles, because there are some battles that you don't even need to even fight. You don't even need to worry about, because the devil is doing what he's supposed to do. So now you do what you need to do. Come on here, somebody. Don't render evil for evil, but yet pray for their deliverance, because they need deliverance. Let us pray. Father, thank you for showing us your mercy, for showing us your grace, for your kindness and your goodness.